3 million people had their personal information hacked. That is just about half the population in our country. There are few things scarier than having your identity stolen. It can ruin your credit and your life. This is Brent Wehner with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We encourage all of our customers to see if they were affected by this incident. If you are a current Thumb National Secure Checking customer, your credit is constantly monitored for identity theft. If you are not currently a Secure Checking customer, we encourage you to contact any one of our offices throughout the Thumb in the Bay City area and ask about our Secure Checking option. Thumb National Secured Checking Program not only provides identity theft protection service to keep your information safe, but a number of other member benefits as well. Please call one of our Secure Checking specialists toll-free at 866-862-3113 or visit your nearest Thumb National Bank location in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and two locations in Bay City. Member FDIC.
As we get ready to start the second half from Bad Axe, Michigan, as the Cass City Redhawks lead the Bad Axe Hatchets 28-8, I need to apologize to all those out in the elements. I said the rain was done, and moments after I said that, it started to rain again. So here we are, ready to start the second half. But Dave Hansen, why don't you take us around the area with some scoring updates?
Over at halftime in Brown City, Marlette on the road leads Brown City 14-12 somewhere in the middle of the second quarter. Ubley at home leads Sandusky 14-6. And USA leads Reese 22-14. That's somewhere in the second quarter. Early in the third quarter, eight-player football. Deckerville has taken the lead over Morris 26-19 in a back-and-forth ballgame.
So that's a close one. It was 7-6 Morris at one point. And a close one even at halftime, 20-19.
I believe it was 13-12 at some point in the second quarter as well.
So back and forth. Dave Hansen, we never got to our third trivia question. Of course, we're talking about Pinnabog and how it was allegedly that was named after pine bog, which was false. So my question to you is, what is the difference between a bog and a swamp?
Wow, see, you had me in the zone yes, there before the game started. You stalled me out here to the second half.
That's exactly what it is.
So the difference between a swamp and a bog, who am I kidding? I have no idea.
Well, I had to look it up myself.
Okay, good.
Swamps are defined by their ability to support woody plants and trees.
Okay.
Bogs are characterized by their poor soil and high peat content.
So they're very similar.
The more you know. One has trees, the other one does not.
Basically, that's right.
Bad Axe won the toss, elected to receive to start the second half, start the first half. So to start the second half, we have Cass City leading things off as Nick Perry brought in the kick from Bad Axe at a 35-yard line, dove on it. And that's where their drive will start. First and 10 from their own 35-yard line, left to right across the radio are the Cass City Redhawks with a 20-point lead.
Yeah, low kick there by Bad Axe, a little bit of a squib kick bouncing around. Nick Perry, a veteran, seasoned veteran, what did we say, 7 years of experience?
I believe so, yes.
Does an excellent job out there as he just dives on it, smothers it, because that's going to give Cass City excellent field position anyways. 65 yards to go as they're back under and in the wing tee.
It's going to be handoff this time to number 5, Luke Stern. Excuse me, that is Luke Stern up to the 35. Not much going on that one as he tried to go through the left gap. This no gain in the play. Second down and 10. Bad Axe defense. First play of the second half coming up to the line.
Absolutely. Make a stop on that right end. Stopping Stern before he can bounce it to the outside. That's what he wanted to do. Couldn't do it. The defensive end makes the play quickly. And second down and 10 coming up for Cass City.
Cass City leading 28-8. 11 and a half minutes left in the third quarter. Cass City in their road white uniforms in the full house tee. Sandon Cathrell, sophomore quarterback under center. Three men back to him. Handoff right up the gut. And this one goes out for maybe 2 yards. Luke Stern with another carry out to the 37-yard line. Tackle made by C.J. Martinez for Bad Axe. A 5'10", 175-pound senior for Bad Axe. Now sets up a third down and 8 yards to go for the Kansas City Redhawks.
Back-to-back runs by Stern going absolutely nowhere. Bad Axe front seven coming up, making stops after very little gains. And again, when you're on the offense and you have third down and long and you're predominantly a run team, that's a bad situation to be in. I'm almost certain it's four down territory for Cass City no matter what, but they're going to look to get 5 or 6 of it back right here.
Stern, Perry, and Hamilton in the backfield. It's going for a pass, and This one is caught as falling down at the 49-yard line, and the pass was complete.
Brendan Hamilton, number 10.
Of course it was.
Well, who else would it be? Santa Cathrell going play action on third down and 8. Bad axe expecting run. Can't find it. Brendan Hamilton slides out of the backfield, down the left sideline. Nobody near him. Ball a little bit underthrown, but it was a good enough throw where Hamilton was able to go down and get it, secure the first down, and back at right at midfield. Cass City has a fresh set of downs.
As a pitch out to the left side, and it's out for the running as Brendan Hamilton gets down to about the 45-yard line after a 5-yard gain into Bad Axe territory. 10 minutes left in this third quarter. 28-8, Cass City leading. Second down and 5.
Cass City's had most of its success running the football to the sideline, getting outside the tackle box, and getting around that defensive line of Bad Axe. This time, the left running back just goes straight out to the sideline, and a hard pitch by Santa Cathrell to get the ball out to the sideline quickly, and Hamilton's able to run it up the field for 5 yards.
And it's going to be a handoff this time to Nick Perry, all the way out to the 36-yard line, dragging his defender out for about 9 yards, but we have a flag back at the 41-yard line.
And worse than that for Cass City, Nick Perry getting up very slowly.
Nick Perry went out with an injury late against Lakers last week, and he is hobbling off. It looks like it's that ankle again.
Looks like freshman number 33, Noah Zaleski, going to check into the game for Cass City as Nick Perry is going to find his way to the sideline.
And it is a hold against Cass City, so that negates the first down.
Holding offense number 65, replay second down.
Number 65 for Cass City, that'd be Garrett Dietering, a senior. Second down and 12 as the rain continues to come down here in the third quarter. As now the officials want to meet and discuss this one again.
It's another one of those penalties, Clark, that just blows my mind. The play was on the right side of the field. The flag was thrown on the far left side of the field. It has no business committing a holding call on that side of the field. Nonetheless, second down and long for Cass City.
It's a handoff to, that would be number 5, Luke Stern, out for the running. I do believe. No, that's in number 10, Brendan Hamilton, all the way out to the 44-yard line. That is a gain of 7 yards in the play. So it's a third down and manageable. Third down and 3.5, 4 yards to go. They're inside Bad Axe territory at the 44.5-yard line.
It's a good recovery play there by Cass City. They get the penalty. They get most of that yardage back. They're going to say 4 yards to go here for Cass City. Bad Axe's defense, when the penalty's committed, that's your chance to get your offense back on the field. Got to stand tall here on the next two downs.
Third down, 4 yards to go. And it's a handoff up the middle to Brendan Hamilton, but Bad Axe is there to snuff it out at the 44-yard line. Number 67, Nick Schemmer with the tackle. He's 6'2", 280-pound senior. Now sets up a fourth down and 3 yards to go, maybe even 4, according to the spot at the 44-yard line. Just nice stop and defensive stop for Bad Axe.
Just a little guy in that defensive line that Cass City might want to think about putting two guys on him. Nick Schemmer making a great play in the backfield, basically for very little gain. And now fourth down and 3, it's go time for Cass City. You know they're going to go for it at this point in the field. Question is, no Nick Perry in the game. Who gets the football? In my opinion, it's going to be Santa Cathrell.
Cassidy going for fourth down and 3. And he's back, play action pass. Rolling to his left, lets this one fly. It is through the hands of Wyatt Dixon, the senior receiver. Out had it hit the top of his hands as his hands were extended above his head at the 35-yard line. Incomplete, and we have a turnover of downs, and Bad Axe on defense stops Cassidy in the first drive of the second half. They still trail Cassidy, though, 28-8 with 6:03 left in the third quarter.
Now, I like the play call, but a design run to Cathrell there. I think it was an all-out blitz up the middle to keep Brendan Hamilton or even Luke Stern from getting that first down. I think selling the play action and rolling Cathrell out was the right idea, but I think with the intent to run first, Cathrell stopped his route and saddled down, waited for Dixon to get open. It was great pass coverage by Bad Axe, and the pass falls incomplete. Bad Axe takes over.
Direct snap to Jack Clancy, and it's a handoff this time to... He hands it off to number 20 as he slides out of bounds. Devin Maxwell, the 6-foot, 175-pound junior with the carry. Brought down by Noah Zaleski of Cass City. after a 5-yard gain. Second down and 5 for Bad Axe at their own 49-yard line.
There's some of that creativity in the single-wing offense. The play that looks like is going to the right ends up going to the left, and